Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital? Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts Amanda Kimmel and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for November 29th through December 3rd. Eek, we're getting into it now.
I'm not going to say it.
There's been a month change.
There you go.
But we had Thanksgiving.
Finally. That felt so dragged out.
It did.
And I was annoyed. I know the weirdest things that annoy me. But the one day, Britt had those bandages on her forehead.
Okay.
And then it was like the very next day because they were saying that Brando's baby had to have that blanket on for 72 mm-hmm. hours. Mm-hmm. So it was within 72 hours at the very least, the bandages were gone and there was no scar.
But here's my question. So do the different storylines follow the same time? Because there's times where we go to one place and it's like light out, and then we go to another place and it's dark out. Like, are they happening simultaneously? Or is it just
like it's the
here's the
day.
Next step? That's what I want to know.
I feel like it's still the same 24-hour period. At least 72-hour period.
This is why it suspends our belief. Because we're like, we don't even think about these things. But then things like that happen. You're like, well, it feels like this story's moved along 4 days. But this one's still on the same day. Like, what's happening here?
Right. I would have been okay if they would have just kept it with Carly and her. But once she interacted with
Austin.
Brando,
oh,
and
Brando
them,
yeah.
And talked about the baby has the cooling blanket for 72 hours. I'm like, okay, so you did just get back. Your head is not healed already.
Did not notice that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a fun catch.
Uh-oh.
That I don't know if you maybe caught it as well. So on Thursday's Port Charles 411, we're going to talk about Alan Quatermain, 1996 and 97. In the 1997 Thanksgiving episode, Alan says that he's going to call Mario's Pizza.
Oh.
Who did Monica say that she had on?
Luigi's.
They're Mario and Luigi.
That's so funny.
They got Super Mario Pizza.
That is
so now so I am obsessed that I want to go back and watch every single Thanksgiving episode.
See when it changed.
Well, we did our first year.
Yeah.
Remember we did all the holidays and we talked about like every year. Why did we do that?
I don't know, but
we didn't think that it was going to last for almost 300 episodes, I guess.
Very true. We wanted to get everything we had to say in the first year. We were so new. We were just trying to do something.
Yep.
But it never occurred to me to track. We just said they got pizza every year. It never occurred to me to track from where.
The only reason that it even stood out to me is because Drew brought the pizza mm-hmm. and Mario. Monica had said, it's a good thing I have Luigi's on speed dial. And I think it was like the next day was the day that I watched the 97 Thanksgiving episode.
Okay.
So it was still kind of like fresh in my mind. I was like, wait a second.
That's funny.
Like, I feel like Monica called Luigi's and Alan called Mario.
That's so funny.
And Chase brought Pikeken.
Yes.
From Eckert's.
Yes.
Bill Eckert.
Yeah.
Like his family. So like,
right.
Lots of little details.
But I didn't know that.
I don't think Mario and Luigi were on General Hospital.
And I don't think that the Eckerts, or I've never heard of the Eckerts having a bakery before. So where did that come from?
I don't know.
I just assumed he shipped it in from somewhere special.
But it was still just named Eckerts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless they want to open a bakery, they can. But then no one's going to go to Kelly's for their pie anymore because they're going to want pie cake.
But that can be their specialty is the pie cake-in.
Okay.
Like Oakmont Bakery has the Oak Monster.
Monter. It's not a monster. Montour. Oak Montour.
It's like cake and cheesecake.
Yeah.
So the pie cake-in is actually a thing.
And it is.
Gold Belly is the original, supposedly, they created the pie cake-in, which I had never heard of before.
Oh, I knew it was a thing. I just had never tried it.
I've never tried it either.
We should order one. I'm sure we can order one. Let's order one.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys love when we eat on the podcast,
right,
don't you?
Exactly. We'll let you know if this pie cake-in's worth it or not.
But I just thought that was fun little. I like when we see those little details. Or when you find out that they have plumbers for pizza. I don't know.
I wonder if that was like a family dispute, though. Like, I have my favorite pizza place. Does it depend on who orders first?
All right. We're going to have to do a deep dive into the Thanksgiving pizza. Well, because on The Office, they have Alfredo's pizza and then Pizza by Alfredo's. And there's a huge thing about whose is better. And the writers of The Office were really, really cool because place that was good is a real place in Scranton, PA.
Oh,
but the place that everyone kept saying had horrible pizza is not.
Oh, that's nice.
So they were kind of like giving like a little shout out to the.
Aww.
Yeah.
Look how cute that is. I do not watch The Office, but all you people have to talk about it all the time.
I also listen to the Office Ladies podcast. So they share a lot of those little moments.
Got it.
Yep.
All right. So what about the real storyline do we want to talk about?
Are you telling me pizza is not a real storyline when it comes to Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm. I wasn't a fan of your boy Valentine because he's the one that let the dog get the turkey.
Annabelle too. Okay, I'm sorry. How were you not a fan of him this week? He walks in there with that toothpick, all vindictive. It's kind of hot.
Did you see? There's a.
I was getting ready for him to bust out like a little West Side Story musical.
There was a meme on Facebook on one of the General Hospital pages. And it was him in a big box. And it said, who are you sending this to this year? And I was so tempted to screenshot it and send it to you and be like, there's your Christmas present.
What do you mean him in a big box?
Like him laying in a box with like a gift tag on it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't like seductive. He was just like, oh, you only saw from
I thought the toothpick was hot.
But it's like, I could gift that to Shannon.
I don't have really high.
Did you watch the video of them singing The Weather Outside is Frightful? Did we talk about this already?
No.
Oh, okay. There's a video of, I'm just going to use their names in the GH because that's what I do. Jason, Spinelli, Nicholas, and Valentine singing The Weather Outside is Frightful, all in their own little, like, houses, like
okay,
because we don't use this technology all the time. I'm like, what is that? Skyping, like they're all Skyping together.
Where is it?
And it pops up on YouTube because I was watching so much darn General Hospital stuff this week. But Valentine is in his own little sound booth and he's like making cute little eyes at the camera. So was Steve, but Valentine was more acting it up. And Ryan happened to watch it with me and he was like, well, you can see which one is like in the whole showbiz thing. And I was like, yes, Valentine loves to read us stories and sing songs to us all the time.
Well, so is Bradford. Bradford got his start in theater.
Yes. Yes.
And Marcus Coloma writes songs.
Mm-hmm. I was very entertaining. I was happy.
It's Let It Snow.
Oh, I don't know why I call that the wrong name. You knew what I meant.
I know what you meant.
It's close enough.
I'm going to have to find it. Like, look at how cute he is in that picture. Anyway, back to the show.
Yes,
I'm going to have
YouTube.
To watch it. I can't find it. Yeah.
It's on YouTube. If you look it up under the right name, it's probably more helpful. But it's all four of them. And it was cute. It just happened to pop up on my screen. And I took the second to watch it because why not?
See, I felt bad that he did that to all of the Quartermains. But seriously,
I felt bad that it was towards Olivia, because you know that Olivia is the one that cares about making the food. If it would have been Brooklyn that made it and cared about a traditional,
that is true.
I would have got it. But you really just hurt Olivia. The rest of them don't care. They eat pizza all the time.
That is true.
But I did like him saying goodbye to Bailey. That made me tear up a little. That was heartbreaking.
Oh, he gave his little teddy bear.
Yes.
And
so sweet. I wanted Anna to walk out of the room, though, so that Maxie could walk in the room and proposition him with staying her dad.
I need Maxie to tell Anna. Because
but she doesn't really trust Anna because of all that the Peter true. Stuff.
That
it's
is
not
true.
Gonna be who she goes to.
I was not thinking about the fact that now that Drew's back, he gets his shares back.
I did not think about that either.
And now we're going to have to, they're going to have to address the fact that Alice is now deceased.
I don't know how you get to revert back to that though. Because if he was declared dead, then the transfer of his stock to essentially Sam at the end of the day would have been legal. So her selling them over to Valentine would be legal.
All things considered, she didn't know Drew was alive and she was doing this vindictively against.
Exactly.
Right. Like at the time, all the information that was available.
Right.
I don't know. How does that work? Is that
like, if you sell me a house because Joe Schmo died, if Joe Schmo comes back 2 years from now, do I have to give him back his house? I don't think so.
Okay, there's a whole lot of legal stuff in there.
See? But I feel like it's the same as the stocks.
No, but it's weird because I actually kind of went through this with, I was representing the buyer and the seller had purchased the house for cash 10, 12 years ago.
Okay.
Like prior to, so like it's been longer since. It was one of my first sales too. So it was a fun one. Well, when my buyer, like when we went to get the title, it was showing up that the house was not just in the seller's. Mm. So something where when the seller for my buyer bought it, it had been in two people's names. A brother and sister. However, he bought it and it was only listed in the sister's name.
Okay.
She had died with a will.
Okay.
Well, something had happened during his purchase that for whatever reason, it wasn't caught that the brother was also on the house and died without a will.
Okay.
So his heirs would have had right
to
come get that.
Okay.
So then get title insurance, get title insurance, get title insurance. This is my PSA for the week. Get title insurance. When my buyer went to get it, we actually wound up going to like a judge and everything who basically said, listen, it has been like a very long time. If this person's family, like basically he signed something saying, I declare that
they have no claim now. Okay. Right.
But it was on pins and needles there for a little bit because
All right. Well, we'll have to get the stock people involved and ask how that all works because I think it should be a legal transaction.
Do you think that Alexis is going to offer Valentine, obviously not legal counsel, but her educational background in the matter to help him? Or do you think she's going to do it to help like scout and Sam and everything? Because I feel like Valentine's going to go to her and say, hey, do you know, can I do this?
I don't feel like he's going to ask her. No, I don't think he's going to put her in the middle.
Okay.
But I feel like that would be a conversation with Sam, especially now that Sam asked her to be a PI with her, which felt totally weird, but okay. That was bizarre. I'm sorry. Especially whenever she referred to Curtis getting the club. I'm like, but we already did that.
We did this. Oh, yeah.
I hate to admit it, but the cute Sam as herself, the cute personality that she shows with Dante is good.
It is sweet. And aesthetically, I love looking at the two of them.
Yes. It's just then your brain goes click, click, click. Wait, they're related. Like when they're not related.
They just happen to have two shared siblings. And she, yes, we have already gone over.
I know. It just sounds grosser the more that you say it,
but
though.
I'm confused by, because here's the thing. And this is exactly what I've said about Michael and Willow. We have not watched their relationship progress.
Right. But at least mention it. At least they've mentioned like working together here or there and kind of had some sparks.
Like for the summer, watching them play baseball together and stuff like that. Right. Like I felt like that was going to be the start of, okay, now we're going to start to see them interact more.
Right.
It's the same thing with Liz and Finn. We can't buy into this relationship because we're not seeing them.
Right. They could at least talk about it. Last night's dinner was great. I hope that we can do it again Thursday or something like that.
Right.
The way that they are trying to do it.
They just came home from the
movies
or something. Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Like we know that Brooklyn and Chase have done puzzles together. They watch movies. They hang out, blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
Brando and Sasha, you know, we know that they enjoy each other's company.
Conversations.
But we saw them interacting as.
Yes.
It started and progressed and everything, we're missing that with some of the people. And again, I don't know if it's because of how they have to film now.
Right.
Then I don't, like you said, they should just be filling in the void with stories.
Totally off the topic of all of the stuff. But as far as the distance, when Nina got in Peter's face.
Yes.
I was like, they're so close. They're so close. Like, your brain can't help but go to COVID nowadays. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how are they doing that?
The same way that we have other people kissing.
I guess so, but it just felt so weird because normally people are so far apart unless they are in a romantic relationship.
Huh.
They do keep good space. If you notice, a lot of conversations happen with one person on this side of the nurse's station and the other person on this side.
Yeah, but I feel like that's just always been.
I feel like they're doing it more.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Interesting. I do have to say, I like how weird they're making Peter now. I like the writing that they're doing with him right now.
He's creepy.
But he's villainous.
I know. I'm not disliking it. It's just creepy.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's intentional. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, he's playing it 100% the way that, like, it should be done.
Yeah. I'm not saying I like how that he even somehow still survived, like, twice, three times. Who knows?
But I did like that.
But I'm enjoying the twist
out of that with Nina. He was like, I thought for sure that you would be dead before me, but here we both are.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, the little quips that he's getting in, like, I'm enjoying them.
And I liked, for a minute, it seemed like the guards were actually doing their job because they were standing there and he was had the restraints around his chest and on his wrist.
Yeah.
And then he said something about they could go away. And at first he was like, no. But then once Nina approached, they're like, okay. And they stepped back away.
I'm pretty sure that's not how it works.
No.
I don't know. We just covered a lot of ground in that in a very short period of time.
So do you think Max is going off to kill him?
No, I think she's going to tell Valentine.
Oh, okay.
I think she is just straight going to go to Valentine and plead with him.
Yeah.
And
that will be so cute, but complicated. How are we going to backtrack? Oh, wait, it is Valentine's baby. What? I mean, stranger things happen.
I don't think that they're going to go back to the baby's Valentine's. I think that she's at least going to get him on their side and on, or at least plead for, like, help. An understanding, because he has resources that they don't.
Yes.
You know, he has the sketchy background that they need.
Right. I was disappointed.
As protection.
I was disappointed that Brooklyn hadn't thought that all through.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. As soon as Max, he said, okay, now we don't have the guards. Now we don't have this. And you're suspended. So you don't even have your service gun.
So, okay. Wow. Chase punching him out.
Yes.
The that things that so Valentine good. Was saying. I was like, whoo.
Yeah.
I was mildly attracted to you, and at least I don't have to stick around and watch you lose your looks.
Yes.
Oh.
He
could have said a lot worse.
He could have.
He really, really could have.
That was the stuff that really hurt, though, to diminish their whole relationship down to, I just thought you were hot.
How much is Chase going to have to suffer because of other women's decisions?
We just need a nice girl to come in for him.
And I like Brooklyn. You know, and I feel horrible for her right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean,
right. And he was
the one that finally had all good intentions.
Yes. And he was the one that called her out on that. You keep talking about everyone else getting hurt. You are going to hurt when you have to hand this baby over.
Yeah. I don't know.
Did Amanda Sutton have a boy or a girl?
I don't know.
I don't know how old her baby would be at this point, but that baby was so comfortable in her arms. I wondered if that was her actual baby.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
That would be.
Because one of Rebecca Hurst's babies played, and Harper.
Mm-hmm. I didn't research it.
Sorry, that was Kirsten Storms. No, but remember, we talked about this because they've had their own kids on the shows at points.
I mean, maybe it's just a really good baby. I don't know. But when Valentine handed her over, she was just like, she was asleep, and she just like fell into her arm like, yeah, okay, I can sleep here.
And him telling Anna earlier in the week that Bailey's not mine.
It was very sad.
He's heartbreaking.
He is. I don't know how he's going to tell Charlotte.
But
maybe that's where Maxie will come in, is they can explain to Charlotte later what's going on and it'll all be okay.
I don't know. See, this is why I think Valentine might go to, I was just thinking of what did they call it? The Orphans Thanksgiving at Alexis's.
Yes.
And then Victor shows up and is like, all right, family, get in line.
Yeah. And half of them are still like, I didn't even know you were alive. What are you talking about?
Right. And then he's like, oh, yeah, Victor's my dad. But I think that now that Peter has betrayed Victor.
Yeah.
Valentine could tap into Victor knows a lot about Peter's plans because
if he'll share it though,
Victor's I think he will. Evil. There's, yeah, I don't, is he, where are we going with this? Is he evil?
Yeah, he's evil.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I think we're going to find out more about that when Laura comes back because she's going to tell us about how bad the Castines were.
Yes.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. At least I hope so. I'm hoping for that mini lesson from her.
Oh, what was Violet's wish for Finn and Liz?
For them to be together.
Was that it?
That was it.
I don't know.
I thought it was weird that she said it.
This goes back to, like, it's, can we just have Sam and Dante and Liz and Finn double date?
Right.
And it can just be like one whole pile of awkward.
Yes, exactly. Now, I don't know. Maybe other people's kids have said it, but my kids have never looked at me lovingly with anyone and been like, I just wish for you and so to be together. Even their dad. Like, no, if you're making a
did
wish.
Did she say those words or did she just say, I have a wish for you guys?
She said, I have a wish for you guys. And then he was like, well, don't say it or it won't come true. And she was like, I won't, but you could just
okay,
tell.
That is what.
That's
okay,
what they were
she didn't
alluding
say it.
To.
I didn't
she
miss,
didn't, no, okay. She didn't actually come out and say it, but that okay. was absolutely what the point of it was.
Right.
And that's just weird.
I didn't understand, like,
okay.
Yeah.
I mean, again, maybe my kids just don't say things that other kids say, but I feel like a kid of that age, especially if you're giving me a wishbone, I'm wishing for a pony or a unicorn, not for my dad to get together with my aunt.
I'm not arguing with that at all.
That's what I probably wish for now.
So how we ended last week, Drew knocking on the door to Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And then poor Scout. And she turned to Dante, confused. But Drew was like so understanding of it.
Yes.
And he still got her a little unicorn.
Mm-hmm. I was impressed with Dante in that scene.
Yeah.
Because he was really, you know who this is. It's okay. Blah, blah, blah. Did not try to step up like he's the man of the house now or anything like that. But also didn't push Scout to be like, that's your daddy. Go give him a hug. Or
see, I don't
weird.
Feel like he's assumed that role. I think that to the kids, I mean, even after they were done.
Right. Wow. Okay.
He was like, so what are we explaining to the kids? Should I leave now so that I can come back in the morning? Cause like they're having their sleepover. Like,
right.
What are we doing?
Yeah. No, you know? I thought Dante was perfect. And I thought Sam was perfect too. You got to take it slow.
The whole thing reminded me of when my husband and I first started dating. Like, if he came over, he came over after the kids had gone to bed.
Yeah.
And one time we had ordered pizza and I had gone to the bathroom and I came back out and he's sitting there like a deer in headlights. I was like, what? He's like, your son just came down and was like, who are you?
Oops.
And I'm like, well.
What'd you say?
I don't remember what he said. Right. Well, 12 years later, I think my son knows who my husband is. But it's a tough thing. And especially where, you know, they all get along. It's nice that they do things together with the kids and right. not just.
No, but it is confusing.
Absolutely.
It is confusing. I dated one of my ex's friends and the kids were like, we know him. I'm like, yes, you do. So let's move on from that. It was very weird. But Scout will be okay. She likes Dante. She likes the boys. Not, you know what I mean. The boys like each other. So it'll be fine.
Yep.
I like that they're taking it slow though. But I did feel bad that then Sam had to be like, well, this kid got a dad back and this kid lost a dad. And that's why you don't have kids to brothers.
That has nothing to do with it. It could have been two completely. I'm going to disagree with your logic right there because I don't feel like there was any
corner named brothers that like to get into dangerous situations. I hope that they're going to let Danny have his feelings about this though, because Drew was his dad for a while and then he wasn't. So he's going to have some feelings about Jason's gone and Drew's back.
Yeah. And he looks so different.
Yes. He might notice that.
I just don't even know. And then Jake.
Yeah. No one even told Elizabeth yet.
Does Liz even know?
No.
Perfect. Okay.
Mm-mm. No. And that's what was funny because then Drew went and told Monica, and that was very touching and loving and whatever. Good job for her for acknowledging that one kid's not worth more than the other. But then they went on to who's going to tell Michael.
Right.
And no one went to who's going to tell Liz.
No.
Don't you think?
Well, in fairness, the Quatermains are talking about the Quatermains. They were talking about Michael.
Yeah, but then they jump.
But good for Monica being like, I bet Carly is probably going to want to be the one
exactly. to do that.
But yeah, no one's thinking about Liz.
I would think the next step would be, oh, okay, you already told Sam. Now let's think of Jason's
maybe
other
Sam
kid.
Will tell Liz.
I'm sure she will since they're BFFs now, but
hey,
she should probably want
they
to
They did
do
a lot of
soon.
Damage with that tequila and everything.
They
I did. Am buying them having a
they
friendly relationship.
Yes. I still wouldn't want to tell my friend that her baby daddy, our mutual baby daddy, is dead.
There's a lot to process with all of this. I am glad that Carly apologized to Britt.
Yes.
That was huge.
Because
at first,
huge.
I was like, no.
Right. Like, not her fault.
No.
Jason was a big boy. He made his own decisions. I liked Austin trying to make her feel better without being a sappy,
yeah.
it'll be okay. And then
I liked
bonding.
Their talking. I liked their back and forth.
Mm-hmm. And I loved his treatment of Peter. That was great. Oops, I missed the veins.
Oh,
that let me try
hurt
again.
Me so, so much. Because I don't do well with those.
Oh, it was so good.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. Was that more than a pinch? I apologize. That was great.
Oh, Carly and Olivia donated food to the hospital
yes.
staff. I loved that.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. Loved
and
it.
And that
it.
Liz actually appreciated it.
Yep. Was that the last? Oh, no. That wasn't the last time we saw Liz.
So
we went from, because Carly then went around the corner and saw
right.
Britt.
So she
found
yeah.
out.
Mm-hmm.
So she probably obviously left and wasn't like, well, I have to go tell Liz.
Right.
But Britt didn't tell Liz. Why didn't Britt tell Liz?
I don't know.
She was at work.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm having a lot of, like, now that I'm thinking about all this, I'm just like,
poor Liz.
Well, I did notice, like, they didn't tell her, but I mean, there was definitely opportunity.
Absolutely.
Did Britt interact with Liz at all? Or was she just avoiding? I feel like Britt was
just
avoiding everybody.
Right. Cause she sent everyone's email to.
No, here's the thing. She wasn't forwarding the emails.
Right.
She was replying to them.
Right, right.
No.
Just forward that to someone else. Why don't you just forward it with a note?
Yep.
I do hope, I know they were doing it as a ploy to get Amy away from Sasha, but I do hope that they do that magazine.
Seriously, if they don't.
Well, that would be totally unfair, but on top of that, that would be really cool.
So first of all, Amy's back.
Yes.
And she has really good response time.
Right. Right, if you need her.
But here's the thing. She has a really good response time because she's, like, so dedicated to her job and everything. But then the second that Nina's like, so let's talk about this, she's like, okay.
Right. Let me just like, sit down on this bed, not say, let's go back to the station and
so
talk.
I can keep an ear on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you feel about the fact that Brando snuck Sasha? That is a tough.
A little tongue twister there.
Yes.
I
mean, that whole thing.
Obviously, you're not supposed to do that. I would be more concerned about the baby.
Right.
If it was me. Okay, yes, I want to go and see him and you can sneak me down there and I'll be okay. But what if I do something wrong that messes up something?
Yeah.
I know they hand sanitized, but then they touched the chair and each other and whatever. Mm.
I wasn't sure how I felt about it because I was like,
when she said go see him, I thought, like in Grey's where they just pull up to the window mm-hmm. and look at all the babies, that
yeah.
that's what they were going to do. But
yeah.
when she went in and like touched him, I was like, I don't know. That mom guilt, if something goes wrong now, would be so heavy.
That's where I was. Cause I'm like, and then when they were back upstairs
mm-hmm.
and Dr. Navarro was like,
it wasn't Dr. Navarro. Cause it was the doctor for the baby. It was the neo.
Yes. But when they came up and were like, we have to talk about your baby. I
yeah.
was like, what? Did they just do?
Right.
Thankfully, nothing.
Right. Everything's still moving along. We're in that 72-hour window still, like I said.
Yep.
Did you like his name? I didn't feel like it went together well. I was not happy with it. I don't dislike either name. I just didn't feel like they flowed the way I like to yell a name.
Brando explaining to Sonny that Mike is short for Michael.
Maybe he was just explaining it. You know how some people will name their kids like the abbreviated, like you can name Matt, And it just being
right. Like I have a friend whose name is Katie. Okay. It is not short for Catherine. Okay. It is her name is Katie.
Okay. So see, maybe that's what he was explaining.
Okay.
Is it's going to be Michael, but we're just saying Mike for short, not on the birth certificate. It's going to say Mike.
Yeah.
But even then, Liam Michael, I don't know. Maybe if you yell it a couple of times.
See, I like Liam Michael. I don't know how I feel about Liam Mike.
Liam Michael Corbin. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I like the name Liam, though. I was really excited about that. Mm-hmm. Liam Corbin. I love it.
It is cute. I mean, okay, they want to stick with Mike. They can stick with Mike. It's their baby, but I didn't yell it. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Did you practice yelling at the baby?
Did you not practice yelling your kids' names?
No.
Really?
Yeah. I actually don't know if I've ever yelled my
kids. Am I the only person who did that when they were picking their kids' name? You picture yelling it at them. Does it go together?
No.
Oh, okay. Well.
And now I'm honest to goodness, I really don't think I've ever screamed at my kids with their names. Like their full. I don't think I have. My daughter has two middle names, so it's a lot.
Really? When they're making you mad, you don't use their middle name?
No.
Okay, I have to say you're the oddball here. Can everyone back me up, please?
I agree. I'm just...
Everyone, please back me up that I'm not crazy here. Yes, you yell your kid's name when you're deciding, not like yell it out loud, but yell it in your head.
Yeah.
To make sure that it sounds okay.
I know.
You have to scream it out.
I am just now figuring out that I don't think I've ever actually done it.
Okay, well...
I have called them by their...
Full name?
Especially my son, yeah.
Okay.
But... I don't think ever angrily.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. They know if I'm using the middle name.
I'm going to have to ask him.
I just did it the other day for Megan. I can't even remember what she said.
I really don't know.
Huh. All right. We won't spend any more time on this, but now I would love to know if everyone else yelled their kids' names before they chose them.
Yeah.
Here's a poll for you. Alrighty. Oh, Spinelli. That was who I felt bad for. That was who I felt bad for this week. Sunny's like, what you don't know? And then, aww.
I'm glad that it was Sunny that told him.
Me too.
I'm upset that he did not stay.
I know, because no one was at home.
Because he's going home alone.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Maybe Ellie will come back now?
No.
I don't know.
No. We're not going to confuse Georgie more with Ellie's back and
forth.
That is true.
Yeah.
No. I'm going to put my foot down. Not happening. But that was sad.
They've replaced Sarah Brown.
How did they do that?
I think that they may have gotten footage of Laura when she was younger and like on Loving or something maybe. I don't know. I was looking at it because I'm like, I know this scene and you did not.
No.
Like, that was a Sarah Brown scene.
Yes.
Some of them were.
Oh, yeah.
Because Laura Wright's been on the show for a while now.
Yeah. But no, those beginning scenes, I thought the same thing. And then I thought maybe I was just crazy.
But I'm sorry. Why did we not get a montage of him and Spinelli? That is Jason's greatest relationship. Can we just, like, seriously, from day one.
You just want a whole episode of montages, him and Spinelli, him and Sam, him and Carly, him and Sunny.
No, seriously. No offense against anyone else, but seriously, they should have done a montage of him and Spinelli.
I did like that Anna remembered that Robin would want to know.
Yes. Yes.
Good job.
Yes.
Because sometimes we forget
I was glad
people.
That she was the one that told Sunny.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And her and Britt, we said that she apologized to Britt, but it was sweet seeing them on the footbridge together.
Yes.
And her letting her stay there. That was nice.
And Carly was very honest with her. And she's like, Jason would be telling me to do this right now, so I'm going to, but this is not who I am.
Right, exactly.
I mean, she was
being honest.
Yeah.
He definitely made her a better person. I liked that in the montage, too, seeing him tell her for the first time to count to 10 and then later.
Yes, and they...
Yeah.
Looped it all in again.
Mm-hmm. Very cute.
Do you think that Spinelli's going to go to Maxie? Okay, hold it. Do Maxie and Drew have something going on?
Did you pick up on that?
I was kind of liking it for a second.
I was okay with it, but I couldn't remember if there had been a little bit of hey back then.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But maybe now that her best friend's husband is hooking up with Sam, she's allowed to hook up with Drew.
Why wouldn't... Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. She should definitely have a problem with Dante and Sam because of Lulu.
Well, yeah. But I just meant there was... You were saying because Sam's not going to go back to Drew.
Right.
So that's where I was... I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? Yeah. I was getting ready to draw a map.
No, we don't need a map right now. We will probably next week. But
I kind of liked it. I did too.
And he would be a good protector.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I'm on board with it.
But I was thinking, I'm like, is Spinelli going to go and need her?
I don't know. I keep going back and forth with them. One minute they're together and I'm like, yes, put them back together. And then the next minute.
Maxie and Spinelli.
Yeah. They've grown up too much. I don't know how I feel about them yet. I definitely want to see if it is going to be a relationship for them to actually go through the process. Do not fast forward and be like, we did puzzles together because I would be angry.
No. If they get back together, that has to be a thing. No, but I'm kind of digging the Maxie and Drew thing.
I would be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything else.
Carly called Monica.
Yes, that was nice. That was nice. And again, totally real where she said, you may want to hang up on me, but I hope that you don't because I just want to tell you. That was sweet.
That was. Scott and Liesl.
Oh. Yes. And Austin's like,
they
sorry.
Did not miss so sorry. That was. And I rewound it and put on the closed caption because I was like, what did he say? And he said something about good for them getting him all they can. Like, it was. I liked it. Julian's been gone a year already.
I know. That made me sad.
But I liked that Ava was like.
But then Alexis was being a jerk, so I didn't like it.
I did not like that. Ava reaching out and being like, yes. I thought you might not want to be alone today. And she's like, why? What's today?
Right. No, I did not like Alexis's response, but Ava was fine.
Esme kind of looked a little scared.
She should be scared. They're all catching on to her. Alexis is like, yeah, you can clear the plates. Don't act like you're doing me a favor.
I did like that, though, that I felt like that was sincere, that she does have good manners.
She has good manners, but I don't think they're sincere. I think she just knows how to play people with them.
Okay. There was a wine bag at Alexis's.
Maybe it was that kid's wine.
Okay. And Marshall talked to TJ.
Oh, that was
which
so
went
stupid.
Nowhere.
I didn't even make a note of it because that was just so dumb.
But TJ was like saying my uncle, not my uncle's stepdad.
Right.
I don't know. So weird.
I did think it was a nice thought that they moved Thanksgiving to the Savoy.
I thought that was nice.
But at the same time, if I said I wanted to be alone, I would not be happy that people just show up at my bar and everyone is here.
True.
It wasn't that he couldn't get to where they were holding Thanksgiving. He said he didn't want to go.
Yeah.
So maybe surprising him was not the best idea.
As someone who spent many Thanksgivings alone, yes, I would agree with that.
Okay.
If someone had showed up at my doorstep, that's
right.
No. Cause
right. I have 6 people with me and I bought a whole meal.
Yeah,
scooch
no.
Over.
I would know. It was me and Netflix.
So, yeah. I just didn't think that was appropriate.
Mm-mm-mm. I think that might be it.
Okay.
We covered a lot.
We did.
Oh, Donna was recast.
Yes.
But I think that she's aged.
But we knew
closer.
She was.
Donna's two. The one that they had in August, we thought was way older than two. These little girls are 3.
Oh, okay.
Are almost 3, according to one of the hashtags on their Instagram. So they're at least closer to 2. Because you said you thought that girl was like 5, 6 years old.
I thought she looked way bigger. I just saw a picture of her. The one from August.
Yeah.
Maybe it was because they had her in that high chair, though, too. Like, I know 3-year-olds don't sit. I don't know. I always had one of those, like, booster things for my kids. So they were up higher.
Yeah.
But if you would have put them in a high chair, that would look odd.
True. I don't know. So, we've now seen Donna 5 times in the past 2 years that she's been alive.
Yes.
So.
Oh, that was what I was confused about. They said Donna had spina bifida.
I know!
And I
know I googled it. It says no, it does not go away.
Okay, that's what I meant.
They can do the surgeries, they can, but it's not.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Donna didn't have a cold.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was very like, what do you mean you were concerned? You were upset.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's different degrees of how severe it is. And so right. you can be relieved that hers wasn't as severe as other cases. But she's not magically better, right?
I did look that up because as soon as I heard that, I was like, nope. Says there is no cure, but most people with spina bifida lead a long and productive life. The damage to the spinal cord and nerves that occurs with spina bifida cannot be reversed. Doctors typically operate within 48 hours of the baby's birth to prevent additional damage to the spinal cord and to prevent infection. The goal of the surgery is to close the layers of tissue and skin over the spinal cord, which that's what they did, right? Mm-hmm. In the mildest form, the gap is the only defect in the bone and not the other layers, and symptoms are rare.
Okay. Still, wouldn't say had it. She still has it. She was just lucky.
And there is no cure, but there are a number of treatments available to help manage the disease and prevent complications. Yeah.
Okay.
Spina bifida is the most common permanently disabling birth defect that is associated with life in the United States.
Huh.
That's according to the Spina Bifida Association. So, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not trying to be judgy there, but it was said all wrong.
Just like you being a natural redhead does not go away, neither will that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Even though I heard this week you get highlights.
Mm-hmm. But somehow that makes me not a natural redhead. I was so annoyed.
So, okay, let's just jump right in.
Reality check.
Then and
start... That does lead us right into it because I was mad.
Apparently.
I did.
Amanda's daughters wanted to let me know. And I don't know why it just never occurred to me because you get them very nicely done. So they could have been natural.
Thanks.
I've never questioned your redheadedness.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
No, we went and did family pictures at your office and that was fun and goofy because my family's crazy.
I can't wait to see them.
I sent the video that our friend took of us trying to build the pyramid to my mom and she replied back and was like, what are you doing? Pictures are very expensive and you wasted your time like doing that. And I was like, no, it was the whole thing. Only whenever Shannon and our other friends are around when we do silly things like that. So
it wasn't even our idea. It was the, it was the photographers. Yeah.
I think you got the vibe that we were crazy because of being around.
So what she's talking about is my office or my company rather offers free holiday photo sessions to our clients and they came and did it. So continue the story. So that's why this is how we're all involved is because.
Yes, exactly. So we said, sure, we would do pictures because why not? And we got matching PJs and they did a normal classic like picture of all of us. And then the photographer was like, let's do something goofy. Go ahead and do a pyramid. So we did that. And depending on how good or bad it is, maybe I'll get posted somewhere eventually. But while we were waiting, somebody complimented one of my daughters on their hair color, and then it brought to compliment my hair color. And then Megan piped in and was like, but she's not a real redhead because she gets highlights. And I was like, excuse me? Yes, I'm still a real redhead. There are highlights. You can see where they grow out. It's usually just right here to like frame my face.
But now I'm looking right at them. But
yeah, all the blonde. Like the lighter blonde in the back of it and stuff. That's all natural.
But Amanda's a redhead. I mean, there is no denying that.
Yeah. So I don't know. It doesn't normally bother me. Like, I don't care. Fine. Whatever. But for Megan to say
it. It was just so really weird and random. Right. Love you, Megan.
Yeah.
But it was like, what, where's that coming from?
Yeah. We've talked about it before. Megan's pretty random with the things that she says. So
maybe she wants highlights.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe she's just jealous because she didn't get the red hair. Only Madeline did. So. Boom. What's your face?
What color do you think your girl's hair is?
Megan and Emily don't have red hair.
They don't have your red hair, but they don't.
There's a red highlight to their brown.
But they're not brunettes. Blonde. They're not brunettes.
I call them brownie blonde.
Auburn?
Brownie blonde.
I would say they're like auburn.
Brownie blonde with red highlights. Natural red highlight. But then Madeline is, she's more blonde than red. I don't know. People still call her strawberry blonde, but everyone calls my color strawberry blonde, so I'm not sure. Anyway, the point of reality check is really not my hair color. Besides the holiday pictures, Wednesday was Madeline's birthday.
Yay!
She's 9, and I just want to cry because I don't know how these kids are so old, but she
had an awesome
birthday. The Elf on the Shelf came and brought her one of those birthday sign thingies. And she thought that that was amazing. Like in the yard, she ran outside and was all excited. And she got a new American Girl because that's all she asks for anymore. And we had a party at my house on Wednesday, at my mom's house on Friday. She had one at her dad's house yesterday. And then she's having a sleepover with her friends next week. So all those people who say December birthdays get gypped, that is not Madeline because she is now going on party number
four. She's the beginning of the month, though. True. I mean, the very beginning of the month.
She is.
So she's at least removed from...
I feel like I would do the same even if she was further in. But I was mad when she was born because she was supposed to be born on Thanksgiving that year. So obviously in November. And I was okay with that like month spacing. But then whenever she didn't come until December 1st, I was mad. So.
And that was the last time she disappointed you.
Very true. My mom was happy because it's my dad's birthday. So it all like went together. But
aww.
Anyway. So yeah, that was all my reality check for the entire week was Madeline, Madeline, Madeline. So, and Megan had Megan had another ROTC competition yesterday. And I don't know exactly what they placed in, but they got 5 different awards. So
awesome. She was happy.
So yeah, kids, kids, kids. That's that. How about you? What'd you do? Besides witness my beautiful pictures being taken.
Did you know the news before I did?
No.
Okay. So Tuesday night before the pictures, because I started, you know how like I like to think about things.
Of course.
Yep.
Overanalyze.
You had double checked with me that I was going to be at the pictures.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was out showing that night too. And then I'll be honest, I was kind of like, I'm tired. The only clients that I have going, not like I didn't want to be there for you.
Did everyone hear that? The only client is Amanda. It's not going to show. That's okay.
No, I didn't say you weren't going to show.
No, you weren't going to show because I was the only one. Go ahead.
But you were also like later towards like the end of it and everything. I'm like, all right, I've already missed so much of it. I knew you were going to be in good hands because we're friends with other people like in the office. So, yes. I mean, I introduced you to everybody.
Yes.
But I was like, no, I'm like, I'm going to go. I've already told her that I was going to be there, whatever. So I get there and one of my friends is like, I have a gift for you. And she's one of those people. She's kind of like me where it's like, if I just see something that I think you'd like, I'm just going to get it for you.
Yes.
So she hands me this cute little black plaid bag. I'm holding a lockbox and my purse and like all this stuff. And I was like, all right, I'm going to put it down. And I take it out and it's a wine glass that says the best friends get upgraded to aunt. And I start screaming and crying. And I didn't like scream. I was like, obviously excited for her. And then I was like, oh, Amanda's going to be here real soon. And I was like, do we have anything to drink? And we had a bottle of rosé still in the fridge for some reason.
Oh.
So I went and opened it and I'm like standing there with my friend as you're coming in. I'm like, read my glass.
I was reading your glass as I was coming in and I saw that it said aunt. So in my brain, it was like, oh, okay. She just like grabbed a random glass because they're having a drink, whatever. And then you're like, did you read my glass? But it still didn't trigger like you could be.
Cause you just looked at her and you're like, oh, congratulations. Like, and I was like, she knew.
No,
I'm like, this is not surprise, but you also had a lot going on. I mean, family of 6 to.
It was
get pictures, but
yeah, no, it all just like clicked at once. And then I was like, oh, congratulations. And then I remembered your party of the summer where I was giving her helpful tips on how to achieve that. So
because she credited you with.
did she? Because her mom, when her mom,
100%,
when her mom said, thanks for, teaching her how to do it or something, I was like, oh, was that like a not a good comp? Like, that's not what she wanted to happen. And so then I felt bad for
her. Oh, no, her mom has been waiting.
Oh, okay.
So that was a legit thank you. It was, yeah. So that's why I was like, maybe she knows. Because if you were helping her understand certain, we're not going to get too much of it. But like,
no, I told her, as we've talked about before, I had a couple miscarriages. So when it came time to have Madeline, I wanted to know what I was doing. So I bought those, again, not sponsored by anyone, but if they want to sponsor us, the Clear Blue Easy ovulation test, they give you a little smiley face on the days that you're ovulating. And so I told her to buy those. And there's cheapy pregnancy tests on Amazon instead of buying the expensive ones at the store. And there's a really good book that I cannot remember the name of right now, but anyway. And so I just like, you know, sent her the links to all those and was like, here you go. So when she said that she was, I was like, hey, I'll take full credit for that, even though
you want to get pregnant, Amanda will get you. But yes, so that was nice. That was Yay. Really nice. And then not a whole not a whole lot, I don't think. We had our office holiday party. Yeah, it's actually just starting to slow down.
But that's good, know? Because you're crazy all the time. So you deserve some downtime.
I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. But my son comes home on Friday, so that'll...
Yeah.
I'm good.
I think you'll be okay.
Next week's reality check, I'll have some more exciting things. Well, not sure how exciting, but... So I'm also the director of charitable giving for one of my networking groups, but it's actually like a nationwide that I'm the director for. And today, two of the service projects are taking place. And by the end of next week, all of them will be completed. So I'm kind of just like, yay. Everything just has to get done now.
Right.
I've already gotten everyone all coordinated and everything, but ours is on Wednesday. But there's two more happening today. One happened on Thursday, two today, and then. So there's going to be two in Pittsburgh, one in Denver's happening today, two in Oklahoma City next week, and then one in Rhode Island.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, and they're all benefiting the Ronald McDonald House. Yay. So we're putting together care bags basically for, you know, when you are in the position where you need to hurry up and leave the house and get your kid to the Ronald McDonald House, you're going to forget some stuff.
Yeah.
And so our care bag is like shampoos, conditioners, lotions, you know, hair ties, activity books, you know, crossword puzzles, some snacks, stuff like that, mm-hmm. that disinfectant wipe, cleansing cloths, you know, disinfectant wipes, period. And then like facial cleansing cloths. So it's, you know, age and gender neutral things that just might be able to bring families comfort. So
that's awesome.
Hopefully the rest of them all go well. But yeah. That's it. I don't know what that noise was.
Okay. We have not been drinking on this podcast.
No.
It may seem like it today.
No. But join us on Thursday as we recap 96 and 97 of Alan Quatermain. He didn't do a whole lot on his own.
No.
There's some really good stories during that time, though, that you just want to dive back into, but we're not.
Yeah, so have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.